Right now, we'd like to welcome in a guest who will be at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon on Tuesday at 7 p.m. for a special Zoom presentation, Together in a Sudden Strangeness, America's Poets Respond to the Pandemic. We'd like to welcome, as the note says on the Hotchkiss Library website, renowned poetry editor Alice Quinn to the program. Good morning, Alice. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh. Thank you, Marshall.
So you've got quite a career in poetry, probably, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about this, capped off by being the executive directory of the Poetry Society of America. Did that kind of cap off your career?
Did that what?
Cap off your career, like be a culmination for you?
Oh, well, I guess so, in a certain way. I sort of moved from beginning my career at a publishing house, Alfred A. Knopf, for 15 years, and then I was at The New Yorker for 21 years, and then I was at the Poetry Society of America, where we presented maybe 700 poetry programs.
Man. You know, what got you interested in poetry in the first place?
Oh, I've loved poetry since I was 5 years old. My mother gave me a volume from a set called The Children's Hour, and I fell in love with Robert Browning and Longfellow and, Barefoot Boy with Cheek of Tan and Grave Alice and Laughing Allegra and the Pied Piper of Hamelin and Emily Dickinson. It went right into my bloodstream. I've always loved poetry.
You know, poetry to me is the academic version of soccer. So many American children, I know my age, I'm not sure about nowadays, but are introduced to poetry in a lot of different ways when they're very, 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 very young. And on some people, it seems to drift away. For me, my favorite poetry became haiku when I was in high school, but it even drifted away from me when I got into broadcasting and radio. But it's something I think that affects everybody's lives.
Oh, I think so too. And one of the great things about being at The New Yorker, Marshall, was I felt that with poetry on the page mixed with journalism and fiction, that people could sample the poems, and if they were drawn in, they would finish them, and if they weren't, they wouldn't. But they had an opportunity to sample contemporary poetry in a very fulsome way.
I think the New York, that's one thing that was always great about the New Yorker. You could browse through the New Yorker and basically find something that would please you, whether it was the occasional cartoons or any of the articles or any of the poetry or anything that was in the New Yorker. It truly, I think, it was a one-of-a-kind magazine, and to this day it remains that way.
Oh, I think David Remnick has done a marvelous job.
And it's hard keeping your standards in today's social media society. It really is. I give them all the kudos in the world.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this program, Together in Sudden Strangeness, American Poets Respond to the Pandemic. What is going to happen at the Zoom presentation at the Hotchkiss Library at 7 o'clock on Tuesday?
Well, we have a husband and wife from Vermont each have a poem in this book, Dee Dee Jackson and Major Jackson. And Susan Consolving is a local poet from Lakeville, whom I've known forever, and she has a marvelous poem in the book. So those three will be Zooming in, and over the weekend we're going to choose three more poets who will be Zooming in, and I hope that one of them will be Garrett Hongo from Portland, Oregon, because he has a gorgeous lyric poem in the book. And, you know, Marshall, what's so fascinating is this book came together so quickly. I mean, within 3 weeks, I had gathered 45 poems. Within 40 days, which actually is the established parameter of quarantine dating back to the 17th century in Italy, and, of course, 40 in biblical times is very significant, too. Within 40 days, I'd gathered 85 poems for this book. I really had a hunch that I knew that poets would be writing because, as Wallace Stevens says, a poem is the cry of its occasion. And this is a very dramatic moment that we're in, and we're yearning for connection. And these poems are windows thrown open, you know, reflecting the temperament and the sensibility and the circumstance and background of a wide variety of American poets.
I think what you just said is so interesting, and that's the great thing about poetry. Poetry is one word, but every poet presents their feelings in a different way. It's almost like an artist making a painting. It's just, no matter what it is, yes, it's poetry, but you can be so individual in poetry, and that's what stands out from one poet to another poet.
Absolutely. You know, Elizabeth Bishop, in a letter to a fellow poet named Mae Swenson, said something that I think is absolutely true. She said, "Don't you think, Mae, that poetry is a way of thinking with one's feelings?"
There you, and what's interesting about poetry, and it's also like any great art, is that two people can hear the same or read the same poem, but get something different out of it.
Absolutely. Also, partly, Marshall, because we're reading with our own inner voices. Mm. You know, we're listening, but we're also speaking to ourselves.
So now, is this book, when will this book come out? Is it ready to come out?
Well, the e-book has been published on June 9th,
okay,
and that's available right now. And the hardcover will come out in November. But what's fascinating, Marshall, is that, and I don't understand the mechanics of this, but if one purchases the e-book right now,
yep,
when the hardcover comes out with 20 more poems, the ebook will be simultaneously updated, and anyone who bought it now will have access to the updated one in November. I don't know how that works, but that's the truth.
Well, it's the society we live in, but I think one thing that's great, there's been so many things affected negatively by social media, and so poetry is not one of those things. And because it's such a unique form, you have, I think you have to be extremely isolate your thoughts to create a poem. And most Americans right now, and maybe that's why this book is going to be so great, the only time they have time to isolate their thoughts is in a time like this where basically everything else is shut down.
Yeah. Yep. You know, we took our title from a Pablo Neruda poem called Keeping Quiet, because we're all in that situation now. And in that poem of Neruda's, it's something sought for. Couldn't we just step back and keep quiet and reflect and reevaluate and center ourselves?
Well, as a family union, we all seem to get away from that over the years, but over the past 85 to 90 days, family units have become very important. I think poetry is a form of art that is just like a painting. Everybody can interpret it the way they want. And it's really, as a poet, is it tough to put your stuff out there the first time, and does it get any easier? Or do you worry about the way people might look into poems?
Well, I'm not a poet myself, yeah, Marshall, so I can't really speak to that. I feel that poets want, they write their poems to register and share something they've seen. And I think poets see a poem. They see the occasion for a poem. And this book demonstrates a huge variety of approaches to the art. One poet has a poem called Mulberries, and it ends with two children up in a tree, one of them saying to the other, "I'm half drunk on mulberries." And I said to him, did you hear that?" He said, "Yes, I heard that, and I knew I had a poem." You know, it's they seize on something they've witnessed or felt or seen, and they find a way to dramatize that and draw us in through sound and music and narrative it's a magical art, really.
Well, you folks out there can join Alice Quinn and also others together in A Sudden Strangeness, America's Poets Respond to the Pandemic at the Hotchkiss Library, Tuesday, June 16th at 7 p.m. You can Zoom into that meeting. Now, the great thing about this, it's free, but they're looking, if you want to make a donation, your donation will benefit healthcare workers at Sharon Hospital and also the Hotchkiss Library. More information on Zooming in and everything like that is available at hotchkisslibrary.org, and they'll give you a link right there where you can go. Alice, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us, and have a successful evening on Tuesday evening.
Thank you, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Take care. Once again, Alice Quinn has joined us this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.